Module 9. Speaking. Page 144. Exercise 3A.
Hi, Maria. Come in. Hey, you're looking good.
Oh, thanks, Emma. You're not looking too bad yourself.
Come into the living room. It's the only tidy room. So, what's in the bag? Your supper?
Yes. In fact, I found some really nice fresh veggies from a local producer. Nothing out of season, you know? Which will go with a lentil curry I've made. How about coming around to share it with me this evening?
That'd be great, Maria. Thanks. So, what's behind your new look? Very fit, bursting with health. What have you been up to?
Well, basically, I've started jogging.
Jogging? You? That accounts for your new streamlined look.
Yes, well, in a nutshell, I decided things were getting beyond a joke. I was always shattered. I had a lot on my plate at work, and I had absolutely no energy. I was getting flabby too. So one morning, I woke up and said to myself, Maria, you're a slob. Get moving and do something about your life. So I did.
Well done. So tell me all about it. Where'd you go? How did you get started?
To begin with, I went to see an athletics coach at the local sports centre. He's a friend of a friend. Jeff, do you know him?
Well, actually,
He said I should opt for a bit of power walking in the first place, since I was pretty unfit, and then get slowly into the jogging. So that's what I did. It's now been about 6 weeks and I can jog around the track without getting out of breath. Absolutely amazing!
Oh, I really admire your willpower, Maria. So, how about your diet? Have you changed that at all?
Oh, yes. I had to do something about that. For one thing, if you're eating the wrong foods, you don't have any energy, do you? So, I substituted wholemeal bread for white bread, cut out cakes and biscuits, reduced my intake of red meat, and I eat lots more fresh fruit and vegetables.
I'm not very good with vegetables. I always overcook them and they end up a soggy mess.
The secret is just to use a little water and keep testing them. I like them al dente, actually, just so they're still a bit crunchy. The other thing I do is look carefully at the labelling on the things I buy from the supermarket. I really can't stand the idea of all those preservatives going into my body, so try to avoid anything that isn't fresh.
I totally agree. I've heard that nuts in particular are a good source of protein, so I sometimes make nut roasts and things like that. But my friends don't really eat that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm allergic to nuts, unfortunately. In any case, no one in my family really likes them. But I cook a lot of pulses. Anyway, that's about it. How about you, Emma? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been trying to tell you, Maria. I've been playing quite a bit of tennis recently and, well, you know that athletics coach at the sports centre you mentioned?
Track 13.